Activist Harvey Milk in 1977 became one of the first openly gay elected officials in the U.S. A year later, he was assassinated in San Francisco's City Hall. That year, future Broadway composer Andrew Lippa was only 14 years old. But as time went by, he grew more aware of Harvey Milk. And in 2013, Lippa premiered an hour-long choral work, I Am Harvey Milk, which has since been heard around the country. It comes to us this month, courtesy of the New Mexico Gay Men's Chorus. I'm Spencer Beckwith, and with me at KUNM is its leader, Aaron Howe. Aaron, welcome.
Thank you, Spencer. It's so great to be here.
This work from the beginning was associated with gay men's choruses.
Yes. The artistic director of the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus wanted to have something to commemorate Harvey Milk. So he contacted Andrew Lippa, because he was familiar with his work through other things, and asked him to do just kind of a small work. But Andrew Lippa, very passionate about Harvey Milk and a prolific composer with lots of material, asked if he could compose an entire cantata or 12-movement work. And so other gay men's choruses, the Gay Men's Chorus of Los Angeles and the Twin City Gay Men's Chorus and a few others, got together to finance this, to commission this work, and it was performed first by the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus, but subsequently by others who were involved in the commission. And then now it has been performed all over the United States, like you said. And I think it's time, and I'm very excited that we get to perform it for the first time here in New Mexico.
And you saw the LA performance, which was at Disney Hall in LA.
Yes, I was invited by the director of the Gay Men's Chorus of Los Angeles. It was part of their Pride concerts that they were doing that year. And I was so taken by it. I knew I wanted to do it immediately, but the time wasn't quite right financially and in production. It takes a lot to put it together.
What was your response to the music, Aaron? How would you characterize it?
It's not a literal representation of Harvey Milk. It's an artistic impression. And I think it springs a lot out of Andrew Lippa's connection with Harvey Milk, because Andrew Lippa, his experience, I guess, was similar to Harvey Milk in some ways. But he wanted to make it Harvey Milk's life, how it affects all of us. Yes, Harvey Milk was kind of one of the big starters of this whole LGBT movement, but it is connecting all of us, and we are all part of that.
And one of the signature moments in Harvey Milk's life politically was this famous come out speech,
right,
at a gay pride parade in San Francisco, and Andrew Lippa has musicalized that moment.
Yes, it's the finale called Tired of the Silence, and it actually comes from when Harvey Milk said, I'm tired of the silence about this issue, so I'm going to talk about it. And he's such a powerful and passionate speaker. That's one of the reasons that he became this figurehead for the gay movement. And he was using that power that he had to try to convince people to come out, to not stay in the shadows anymore about who they were, to not let it be a mystery anymore, but that we needed to see that your neighbors, everybody in your society, that LGBT people were everywhere.
And people have described that song as an anthem.
Oh, yes. Oh, man. I actually, every time we sing it, I get a little weepy, I get a little teary-eyed. It's just, you know, you can feel it growing. You know, if I was an audience member, actually, you know, when I saw it in LA, people were standing up as they were singing it. It was so powerful.
As the title suggests, I Am Harvey Milk. Harvey Milk is himself a character,
right,
in this work.
Yeah, and he's portrayed by two different people. The adult Harvey, which one of the soloists in the community, his name is Bill Brooks, is playing that role. And then also there is a young Harvey. Not much is necessarily known about him from that age, so it comes from the mind of Andrew Lippa, but this is played by local singer, music theater singer, Alan Dominguez. So it's portrayed by those two people, his ideas, his words, his person, and even perhaps just an artistic idea of who he is.
And then there was a female soloist as well.
Right, and that's a little bit more nebulous what role she serves. Andrew Lippa himself said, you know, is it Harvey's mother, who Harvey actually never did come out to, or is it an oppositional figure, because I know he used Anita Bryant of that time to fight against. Her work became an inspiration to fight against. Or it could also be the muse that inspired Harvey, maybe that feminine spirit that he had inside.
And in addition to these guests who you're bringing in as soloists, you will have an orchestra.
Yes, community orchestra. Through my work in the community, having concerts for the New Mexico Gay Men's Chorus, as well as working with Musical Theater Southwest, I've met a lot of musicians in town. And it was very easy to put together an orchestra because of how excited they were to be able to play this work.
And how big is the Gay Men's Chorus?
It holds firm at about 60 members.
And the chorus represents a pretty wide age range.
Yes, indeed. We have guys that are in their 20s. And we have also guys that are in their 80s and all in between.
Have you found that maybe the younger guys who were members of the chorus were not as aware of Harvey Milk before they started on this project?
Oh, yes. And for a lot of people who have been involved in this project, it's felt like this needs to be an educational work, not just doing it for the celebration of Harvey Milk, but also to educate. I've even been messaged by a few people who are connected to the chorus that they were actually knew Harvey. But the younger members, they just know his name because of like the movie that, you know, about 10 years ago now, and because his name has become synonymous with the gay movement.
Has this emotional connection to Harvey Milk made the process of rehearsing this piece different from previous programs you put together?
I think that when music is wonderful, people do get emotional and they have feelings of connection. But I think this goes way deeper for us. And as I talk about this, I hope I can compose myself because it really is quite powerful. There's a song in there called A Decent Society. It's asking, can we just treat people with dignity and respect? There's another piece that's very difficult for us to sing called Sticks and Stones. It's about how we use names to characterize people, the big word being faggot. And back in the 70s, that was one of the things that Harvey Milk was decrying, that people were being dehumanized that way. So that's a very powerful, if almost uncomfortable, song to sing. Then, of course, the finale, like I said, encouraging us to come out. All of us have a coming out story, whether it was at 6 years old, we were, you know, flaming, or if it's much later on in life, we decided finally to be ourselves. You know, even Harvey, although he knew he was gay, he didn't come out until his 40s, where he was really open about it. It took him a while. He's kind of similar to a lot of us, really, that it takes a while, but once we finally cross that threshold, we can do powerful things.
Aaron Howe conducts the New Mexico Gay Men's Chorus, orchestra, and guest artists in I Am Harvey Milk by Tony-nominated Broadway composer Andrew Lippa. It's this month in Santa Fe and Rio Rancho. Details at KUNM.org. Aaron, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. It's been an honor to be here.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.